No secrecy is practiced in the governor's office now, and all who go there on public business must be willing to let others hear their conversation with Governor Pardee. The Sacramento Bee, 1903.
From 1869 to 1951, 21 governors worked in this suite of three offices. These offices were restored to appear as much as they were in 1906 when Governor Pardee was in office. The anteroom on the left served as a reception room as well as an office for two of the governor's four-person staff. One of the staff was Jacob Soares, who was the first African-American to work in the governor's office and spent 31 years in government service. On the large desks are blueprints of the Capitol, which was going through a major remodel at the time to increase office space and improve sanitary and fire safety conditions. The middle office was where the governor and his political advisor and chief aide worked. Notice the newspaper on the back table reporting the 1906 earthquake. On April 18, 1906, disaster struck the state in the form of a great earthquake and fire that consumed much of San Francisco. As a practicing physician, Governor George Pardee showed great concern for Californians impacted by the disaster. The candlestick phone sitting on the left desk would have been in constant use at the time as the governor and his staff worked tirelessly, raising funds and directing the major relief effort. The small office on the right was the governor's private office. Here is where visitors, lobbyists, and constituents met with the governor. Governor Pardee's open door policy guaranteed access for anyone wishing to see him. The current governor's office is located on the first floor east annex.